Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Another outbreak of avian flu or bird flu on a commercial turkey farm has been confirmed by the Department of Agriculture. The latest case of the highly pathogenic H5N1 strain of the virus were detected in a flock on a farm near Kells in County Meath, and Sarah Hanley, poultry executive at the Irish Farmers Association, joins us. Sarah, obviously this is, I'm sure, of real concern to your members, to farmers, to poultry farmers, but people are very worried as well about what's going to happen to turkeys this Christmas.
Good morning, Kira, and thank you for having me on. Yes, this development, it's very, very worrying. Obviously, in the last 2 days alone, we've had two confirmed cases, and we haven't had one since 2022. So it's testament to the biosecurity standards that are upheld across our country. And I guess poultry producers and the industry have put a massive effort into that. But unfortunately, now this year, luck hasn't been on our side to date. And I think it's important as well to say, Kira, that behind every poultry farm, there is a family. When bird flu hits a farm like that, it's absolutely devastating. So you can imagine the worry for those farmers waking up this morning and going out to check on their flocks.
Hoping
that nothing has happened.
And I genuinely do understand that, and I'm sure it's of a huge worry and a huge financial worry. You mentioned biosecurity. The biosecurity in part now is involved in keeping the flock indoors. Is that right?
It is, yes. So from Monday the 10th, the minister has announced a housing order to come into effect. But what I would say is anybody that is in a place to lock their birds up at the moment for their protection, that they should make every effort to do so. The only other component of that is to say that it's a nice add-on. It's the cherry on top. It does reduce the risk of the spread, but your biosecurity at farm level that works for your farm is something that cannot be said enough, that it's the number one defence. So very small things like ensuring that your footwear is clean, you're not walking across the yard into a poultry house. And I know that can be particularly difficult for backyard flocks, but just to be very, very conscious about every step you take.
Because that's a way of contaminating the flock. Is it bringing?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So yeah, you can walk it into the shed.
So
yes.
even if your birds are in house, you need to I suppose, maintain that kind of level of hygiene and security, biosecurity.
Yes. Now, in fairness to our poultry farmers, in particular the commercial ones, their biosecurity standards are among the best of
European farmers. Can I ask you, though, because we're seeing reported in the papers that this may mean smaller turkeys for Christmas. Is that because the birds are going to be killed, culled, whatever the correct term would be, early? Is that the situation?
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to quantify that at the moment, Kira, but it may have an impact on that. I suppose if there's an instance where farmers decide that they would like to get them processed a small bit earlier in order to make sure that they are there on the shelf for the consumer, they may decide to do that. But equally, many of them who have spoken to say they're just going to ensure that they do the best job that they can on their biosecurity and get the turkey on the shelf.
All right,
for our consumers.
So you are reassuring people there will be turkey with the ham this Christmas?
Yes, that's at the moment, that's what we're fully intent on doing. And I suppose the only other message just for consumers, Kira, if you don't mind me saying, is I want to thank all of them so far who have reported birds, in particular wild birds, dead birds around the country via the Avian Check app. And also then if there's anything to report, to do that to the hotline.
Okay.
And finally, just by staying alert and reporting what we can see.
For sure.
Supporting farmers. And if I could ask everybody to please make a special effort, and I know we always do around Christmas time and right throughout the year, but to make a special effort to try and support that local farmer that producing,
whether it's
be a quality assured or other.
Thank you. That is Sarah Hanley, their poultry executive at the Irish Farmers Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.